Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's a beautiful day, and we've got Ann Swerdfeger on the line with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
It is an absolutely gorgeous day, and we got another terrific weekend coming up. Of course, we're going to be talking about the shows at Stratford Festival. We got more shows in previews happening. But first off, it was big birthday celebrations this week for an individual.
Yes, it's Shakespeare's birthday yesterday, which we always like to remember. And on that day, we fly our Shakespeare flag. And the first time it flew, it was given to us by the Shakespeare Memorial Theatre in England, which is now the RSC, the Royal Shakespeare Company. And it was given to us in 1953 when we opened. And at that point, it was flown at the courthouse, underneath the Union Jack, because, of course, the Canadian Maple Leaf had not been, was not our flag at that point, hadn't been designed, hadn't been adopted. We were still under the Union Jack. So it was part of the amazing first day civic celebration when the festival had its first performance on July 13th, 1953. So the jets that streaked overhead and the whistles of the factories that blew in unison, and then as the cannon went off for the first performance here at the Festival Theater downtown at the courthouse, they were raising that beautiful Shakespeare flag. It's black and yellow and has a sort of pen, what do you call it, a feather pen on it. And so we raise it every year on Shakespeare's birthday and during opening week as well.
That is so cool. Thanks for sharing that, Anne. And in case you haven't seen the flag, it is on the Stratford Festival Facebook page, so you can check that out. But that is so cool. Great history with that. Now, big article in the Globe and Mail where we got a mention.
Yeah, we got a couple of mentions, actually. It was I was thrilled to see it because, of course, we depend on tourism here in Stratford. Like, that's stating the obvious, isn't it? But the Globe wrote a story called "Where Are People Going Now That They're Not Going to the United States?" And Stratford got two mentions. The Stratford Festival was mentioned for people who were not going to go to, you know, on a theater holiday to Broadway, and then that was Stratford Festival, and then another mention for Stratford the Town for someone who would have gone, I believe it was to a musical festival in the Berkshires or something like that. So out of very few examples, Stratford came up twice. So I'll take that moment to remind people that CBC's The Current is running a contest to discover or to state, find, whatever, have recommended the top 10 tourist destinations in Canada, and we are nominated. Stratford is nominated, so if you can, please vote for Stratford. Destination Stratford has a link on their website. I think it's Stratford Festival, or what is it? Visit Stratford.ca/O-Canada, OH-Canada. So if you can take a moment to vote for Stratford, our beloved hometown, that would be fantastic.
I think that's great. I think Stratford should be topping the list in terms of bucket list or a great place to visit in Canada, but that sounds great. And you're thinking, too, with the, you know, American tourists, where the dollar is good for the Americans, and for us maybe staying closer to home, this could be a big, big season coming up, Ann.
I certainly hope so. I know I can't afford to travel in the States or in Britain anymore at the moment. The dollar's just crazy. So, yeah, it's a wonderful time to travel at home, and let's hope everybody thinks Stratford's a great place. You know who thinks it's a great place to come? William Shatner. I love his quote, which something he said when he received our Legacy Award was, every Canadian should make the pilgrimage to Stratford.
Oh, there you go. I agree wholeheartedly. And talk about a season coming up. We've got, you saw a dress rehearsal for Anne of Green Gables. Is that right?
I did. Oh, my gosh. And is it ever heartwarming? I absolutely loved it. This is a beautiful new adaptation of the tale of Anne of Green Gables, Lucy Maud Montgomery's famous Canadian story. I thought it was beautiful. Caroline Toll is the actress playing Anne, and I can't even imagine a better person to play her. It's just beautiful. So please come and see it. I brought tears to my eyes so many times, and also Marilla and Matthew and Diana Barry and Gilbert Blythe, all these wonderful characters, so beautifully, beautifully portrayed. I think it's going to be just an absolute winner this
okay,
season.
So that was a dress rehearsal. Previews for that are coming up too, is that right?
Tomorrow.
Oh my gosh.
Is the first preview of Anna Green Gables, so I'm pretty excited about that. I'm going to go down and see all the people coming in.
Okay, and speaking of the other Anne, we've got Annie in previews. My gosh, on social media, the comments are just raving about this show. They're loving it.
Oh, isn't it wonderful to see? We had a couple of invited dress rehearsals. When you are working with children and dogs, of course, you need everyone to get used to the audience, particularly the dogs.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
So we did a couple of invited dress rehearsals where, you know, our volunteers and whatnot are able to come and sit in the audience and staff, of course. So people are absolutely loving the show, and why not? It's beautiful. The dance is incredible. These 11 little girls who are in the show are spectacular, led by Harper Rayash as Annie. She is truly a sensation and the nicest little girl you could ever meet in your entire life.
Oh, there you go. So
yeah, we don't have the big egos and things that, you know, you sometimes see on TV. These are really lovely children, and they are fabulous dancers, fabulous singers, fabulous performers. But of course, around them are a host of our favorite adult stars. So it's not, it is a wonderful show for children, but it's a great show for adults. It's, you know, Mark Ewer and Dan Shamroy from Something Rotten last year back together again, and Laura Condlin as Miss Hannigan. It's really, it's so good.
All right. And it is in previews. You can check out Annie. And again, when you say Donna Fior, you know it's going to be a blockbuster hit.
Absolutely.
There you go. And you've seen a little bit of a sneak peek of As You Like It?
I saw a couple seconds. I was on my way out, and I heard this incredible music, and I stepped into the theater, and I just saw the opening of As You Like It. And, you know, I've been doing this for a number of years now, and I thought, oh, this is going to be a good one. So I will be seeing more of it in a couple of days, the whole thing, in other words, and I can't wait. I was really intrigued. I found the set really magnificent. The opening music, the opening moments really set an amazing scene, so I'm really excited about seeing it in a couple of days.
All right, and of course, that is certainly the opening night for the Stratford Festival, and just before I let you go, you know, the Facebook page, the social media is so great. Another way to whet your appetite for Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, you can check out a performance of Here I Am.
Yeah, Shakira Dixon singing. It's a fabulous clip, and I had so much fun recording a couple of songs for both of the musicals this year, and now I'm going to be seeing, of course, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels is going to have its first dress rehearsal in a couple of days as well, and when I went to see the Sitz Probe, which is when the orchestra and the actors sing together for the first time, I just couldn't get over the sound of the show. It's going to be magnificent, and so, so, so funny.
Oh, for sure. StratfordFestival.ca is the website. What are you waiting for? Get your tickets. Anne Swerdfeger, thanks so much for this, Anne. Always a pleasure.
Great to talk to you, Jamie. Thank you.